We're starting in Dublin, where around this time yesterday morning, emergency services were called to Ballyfermot and found the body of Wayne O'Reilly in the back garden of the house of his ex-partner with self-inflicted injuries. When Gardaí went to his own house in Clondalkin, they found the body of his 12-year-old son, Oisin. They were both reported missing in October, but found safe and well shortly after. Robin Schiller is with us. He's a news reporter with the Irish Independent. Robin, thank you for talking to us this morning. Take us through what you know of what happened yesterday.
Good morning, Gavin. So the alarm in relation to this incident was effectively raised at 8:30 yesterday morning. Emergency service were called to a house in Cherry Orchard where a man had been discovered deceased in the back garden of the property. Now, indications were that he'd taken his own life. He was quickly identified as Wayne O'Reilly, a 48-year-old man who had been living in Clondalkin with his son, Oisin, who had just turned 12 a number of weeks ago. Now, follow-up inquiries were carried out at that house in Clondalkin. A family member located Oisin O'Reilly, deceased in the bedroom of his home, and indications are that Oisin suffered violent death. Now, Gardaí have formally said that they are investigating all the circumstances relating to both dead bodies, but the indications are that this is a case of murder-suicide. Post-mortem examinations will be carried out later today, confirm this, and in all likelihood, while that garden investigation is continuing, it will ultimately result in a file being prepared for the coroner's court, and that there won't be any criminal proceedings in relation to this, given the fact that the only suspect in relation to the suspected murder of Oisin O'Reilly is now deceased.
Robin, what more do you know about Wayne and Oisin O'Reilly?
Well, they've been living in the Leland Road area of Clondalkin for quite some time. Neighbours out there spoke of knowing them well, knowing the family well, and spoke of their shock and sadness yesterday about what happened. Now, we do know that, in particular, Wayne O'Reilly had a number of engagements with An Garda Síochána Conn in the recent past. On October 17th last, both him and Oisin were reported missing. Now, they were found safe and well 2 days later. There also had been a number of more adverse interactions with Gardaí in relation to Wayne O'Reilly. He had been detained a number of times under provisions of the Mental Health Act, and he had also been investigated in relation to an alleged threat to kill Oisin O'Reilly in the recent past. Now, no formal complaint was ever made in relation to that incident, so no charges were brought, but that was certainly an incident that was alerted to Gardaí. They were very much aware of.
Were the family known to Tusla, and have they said anything?
They were. So last night, Tusla, the Child and Family Agency, released a statement. Now, we did ask them if they had any engagement with the family and if any welfare concerns were raised, and they responded with a statement. They confirmed that they did know the family. They said that the death of a child is a tragedy, and our thoughts are with the family, all those who knew him, and the local community at this difficult time. They said that this young boy was not in the care of the state. However, he and his family were known to Tusla, and they added that they continue to engage with An Garda Síochána Conn as they conduct their investigation, and that it would not be appropriate to comment further at this time.
We'll hear reaction from Clondalkin later in the programme. What's going to happen now, Robin?
Well, that investigation is continuing. The scenes at Cherry Orchard and Leland Road, Clondalkin, remain sealed off for Garda technical examinations. Post-mortem examinations are also expected to take place later today. Now, Gardaí have said that they will inform the way their inquiry goes, but all indications are that it will confirm those suspicions that Oisin O'Reilly died violently in his home at the hands of his father, who later took his own life, and that it is a case of murder-suicide.
Robin, thanks for speaking to us. That's Robin Schiller, news reporter with the Irish Independent. More on this story later in the programme. It's 7:15.